Let's get into Wednesday, the 24th of April, shall we? On the Doug Steffen Good Day program in this hour, we will be listening to conversations that have been gleaned by Ken Kessler and others monitoring the good talk radio programs around the country. Maybe some of you, that's a value judgment. Some of you may think they're good. Some of you may think, this is a terrible program. At any rate, you can join us at 888-302-3684. Send email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. The decisions that we make to have you listen to some of this stuff are based pretty much on what I'm feeling in my gut about what people really want to talk about versus what some people. There's a superficial element to this Boston Marathon bombing aftermath discussion, but there are some real stories here. For example, investigators say the suspect has told them that the involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan were the big motivating forces behind last week's bombing. The suspect claims that the online English language magazine Inspire, put out by Al-Qaeda, is over in the Arabian Peninsula. That was what they used to learn how to make these bombs. Residents and business owners allowed back into the area yesterday on part of Boylston Street. No word on whether it will be reopened to the public or at what point it's going to be, but where and when. 43 people are still hospitalized, so that's pretty much the rundown. And then there's the story that's floating around. The mother of the accused bombers has a problem. If she were to come to the U.S., she'd be arrested on a warrant for shoplifting. There's enough to hang her high right there, right? And isn't that amazing what you find out? Well, so what? I think the most interesting thing, Kenny, about this is that there is a magazine that, and I don't know why I'm surprised, I guess maybe I'm a little naive here, that they would teach people how to make bombs. But we go back to the same question that so many people have, and Americans just don't want to deal with the anger that has been created. We all know how much anger was created in our own country. Not that it excuses this, because it doesn't. An eye for an eye and all that other stuff, even though the Bible calls for it, people don't want to hear that either. People hear what they want to hear, they think what they want to think, and that's great. But the fact that we did go into Iraq pretty much without any kind of provocation at all, and the fact that we've messed up Afghanistan for as long as we have and never got, well, we've finally gotten to bin Laden, but we're still there. What the hell are we doing there? And why? Never mind the fact that we've, so the thing I find most offensive isn't the fact that we have disturbed the lives of millions of people. The thing that I find is that some people still think that we ought to have gone to Iraq. Hundreds of thousands of people displaced from their homes. Tens of thousands of people were killed, innocent civilians. We got rid of Saddam Hussein, yeah. But at what cost to us? Think about it from purely, never mind the Iraqi people, but what has it cost us? And the people here who are as angry about this, we're not going to go blow up buildings, because that's not justifiable. But boy, it would seem to me that we ought to be thinking about the kind of pressure that's brought to bear, or the kind of leadership that we have, or all of those things come into focus. We went to Iraq on a lie. It was a lie then, and it's a lie now. And so, under the circumstances, some of these people have been pretty ticked off, but they were used, that's for sure. I mean, there's nothing in anybody's native consciousness that would bring you around. How does fixing the problem involve killing lots of more, many more innocent people? But you can't understand why it is that these people are as angry as they are, some of them. These two were tools. They were used. And the Al-Qaeda movement is not justified, because it's all based on the hatred and the falsity of prophets and all that other stuff. But when you get right down to it, we have done things that we ought not to be very proud of. And so whether you think, I mean, there are some people listening right now who think these kids did what was the right thing to do. I don't know how many of them are listening, how many of you think that. It wasn't the right thing by any stretch of the imagination. Any movement like this, any place where there's loss of life and limb, that affects people that have nothing to do other than we pay our taxes and live in a country that may have wronged your country. I mean, these kids weren't even from this country. That shows you how wacky it is, because they had nothing to gain. They're just angry. Why are they angry? Because they used the psychology of Al-Qaeda and how they get at people at early ages, for the most part. I don't think the kid who's alive still really, when you get right down to it, Kenny, gives a damn about Al-Qaeda or all of that. I think he was just following his brother, who has obviously demonstrated that he had psychological problems.
Yeah, that's what it seems. I mean, there's so much of this that we just don't know, but it does seem that that this 19-year-old kid, and he is just a kid, was just trying to be a good brother, or whatever that means. Mm-hmm. He was trying to do what his brother thought he should do.
Right. And so that's pretty much the bottom line. Although, again, the three people lost their lives. There was a lot of physical damage. A lot of people were hurt, will have their lives, in effect, ruined or certainly influenced by what happened to this thing psychologically, physically, for the rest of their lives. And so, but what we don't want to do is lose sight of the fact that not these two, but the real people who have been harmed by all of this on both sides have been people who are innocent. The people who were hurt in Boston are innocent. The people who have been hurt, for the most part, in Iraq are innocent. The people who have been hurt in Afghanistan and continue to be hurt are innocent. Are there bad guys among them? Yeah, bad guys. There were a lot of bad guys in Iraq, but the way that we went about getting rid of them was ridiculous. We could have easily taken out Saddam Hussein the same way we took out Osama bin Laden. You know it, and I know it. And you've thought it, and I've thought it. It's just, that's the way it is. So anyway, the story goes on. It's just that we are not, I think we need to be right up front with all of these things. And so we'll listen to pieces of the pie here as we continue. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires, only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 17 after the hour. The marathon bombing aftermath, the parents, the family, all getting into the act now. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan, who's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, about the FBI investigation of the older brother back in 2011.
What can you tell us about the intelligence community and what apparently were the Russians contacting us, the U.S., and saying that they felt that there was a red flag regarding the older brother here because of his extreme views? It appears that they gave us some information and then they stopped cooperating.
Yeah, it was it's an interesting thing, and I know people were quick to jump on the FBI, and I have both been praising them and critical of them when I thought they deserved it. I can't find where they went wrong in this case. So in 2011, a foreign intelligence service sends them some information that says, hey, this particular individual and a family member, not the brother that was there, is being radicalized, or is going through radicalization, is posing some concern to us. And so the FBI opens up a case and they do their due diligence. They conduct interviews, person-to-person interviews, not only just with him but with others. They check all of the databases. They check his digital footprint. Everything that they have the legal ability to do, they do, and don't find anything at all. They don't find any derogatory information. And if you recall, when the reports were first coming out with people who knew them, they were saying what great people they were. So
right.
You can imagine that's what the story the FBI was getting as well. So they do that and ask for some clarification if there's something that they missed. And after that initial contact, the intelligence service just decided not to cooperate. So they have no other recourse, nowhere else to go, no derogatory information. They close the case. Well, they end up traveling in the next year, the older brother does, in 2012. And that 6.5 months is just a huge missing piece. And there's some speculation here that he didn't travel on a variation of his name on the way there,
or that they misspelled it. It's a simple mistake by the airline.
Well, the airline is run by the Russian government, and his return, that would have meant that they had to make the mistake in both directions. I'm an old FBI guy, and I don't believe in coincidences, but certainly something interesting about the fact that he traveled on a variation of his name. So that means that if he were on any list, which there you can only be for a period of time, it would have caught it. That didn't happen. And then on the return trip, of course, that time limit had expired. So that was a series of either miraculous mistakes all at the same time or something different, and we're going to have to figure out if it's something.
A spokesperson for the White House says the FBI's investigation of the 26-year-old back in 2011 didn't do any. It found nothing, no evidence of terrorist activity. He was a legal permanent resident of the U.S., flagged by Russian authorities, though, who warned the FBI that the Russian was becoming radicalized. So, of course, everybody is circling the wagons. FBI did a great job. Good job, Brownie. I always remember that. What a great job they did on this. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. Nutrition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
What's new in the world of discussion topics regarding the Boston bombing suspect? His condition is improved at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital. If you drive by that area, it's in the Kenmore Square area of Boston, you would think you're in a war zone. The police are everywhere. It's just the overkill, if you'll pardon the pun here, is ridiculous. My God. The way the police, there are 200 policemen, Kenny, around that wow. hospital. Can you imagine that? It's nuts. These people are crazy. They really are. Unless they're trying to keep somebody out, rather, because there are a lot of people who want to do them in. Speaking of Boston, is anchor Ed Harding interviewing David Henneberry, who's the Watertown resident who discovered the 19-year-old in his backyard under the boat.
This boat is my baby.
The slipaway, too, was in Dave Henneberry's backyard, as it always is in the winter.
Did you see anything unusual about the boat?
Well, I put pads in between the shrink wrap.
Right.
It's called the belly strap. I put roller pads, you know, all rollers in there, and it stops the chafing. And two of those had fallen down to the ground.
At the time, he didn't think twice about it, and when word came to resume normal activity...
So at that point in time, what do you decide to do?
Go out. Get some air, you know, freak. And I said, I'm just going to go put the pads back.
They were bugging him, so he went to the backyard to investigate the pads.
No indication of anything. I know people say there's blood on the boat, he saw blood and went in, Not true. Not true.
Now, the word is you saw the boat, you pulled back the wrapping, you saw a body, it moved, and you called 911.
No.
So he went to the garage and grabbed a stepladder.
I got, I think, 3 steps up the ladder, and I rolled it up, and I can see through now the shrink wrap. I didn't expect to see anything. And I look in the boat over here on the floor, and I see blood. And
a lot of blood?
A good amount of blood.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, did I cut myself last time I was in the boat a couple of weeks ago and forget the... No, you know. Well, then I just looked over there, and there's more blood on the forward part on the floor. And I looked back and forth to those things a couple times. Then my eyes went to the other side of the engine box. The engine box is in the middle of it. There was a body.
And at that moment,
What did you do? What were you thinking at that moment?
Oh, my God.
He couldn't see suspect number two's face. He was glad he couldn't see his face.
Well, I know I took three steps up the ladder. I don't remember stepping down off the ladder. I think I just...
And then you run in the house.
Yeah.
And immediately call 911.
And told them there's a body in the boat. And when he got off the phone, he went right back outside.
This hits you more afterwards when you think, my God, he probably slept last night. This guy could be in the... That, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's surreal.
In that instant, police responded and he and his wife were taken away.
People are calling you a national hero. You know that.
Incidental hero. I wasn't out on the prowl. I was out to see my boat, and I stumbled across this. I mean, that's you know.
But you've contacted everyone. You did the right steps,
yeah.
And it reached a successful conclusion.
It did do that. I guess it did do that. I'm glad. I'm just glad that if I hate to use cliches or words, but if the people kill can get some
they, you know, in many ways they do.
So that's the fellow that owned the boat telling the real story. Isn't that very interesting, Ken, how the news media twisted and turned that all around to make something out of him that he was not. 28 past the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Ba-ba Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Continue now. A few more minutes on the Boston bombing, and then there's a story that has been floating around this week about a terror plot in Canada connected to the United States. So they're apparently everywhere. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Our social media, back and forth on this, Kenny, whether people have burned out on it or whether there's a new angle to this, finding new information. Actually, what I find interesting, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but the boat you heard a few minutes ago, we had the owner of the boat, the 19-year-old was found in, and he said that none of the things that, it's not fair to say none, but most of the things that were attributed to him through the news media coverage were not true. Whether he's a hero or not remains to be seen. That's not necessarily something to debate. What I do think is interesting, as a sidelight here, is what's happening to his boat. And so here's a radio host named Scott Sloan talking to an insurance agent about what, if anything, this fellow whose name is David Henneberry can do now that his boat has been shot up and basically taken away as evidence.
During all of this, all the goings on, of course, his boat gets all shot up. Neighbor said, look, it's a $50,000 boat. The slip away, too, is this guy's pride and joy. It's his baby. And I get that. I think that's cool. But here's the problem. My boat is shot up. It's now evidence. What happens when my boat is taken? Is that more important? What happens when my boat is shot up? And how do I get my boat fixed? Ever have anything of yours shot up during a police battle?
You know, when you saw the pictures, I'm sure everybody did, but you saw that boat prominently displayed in the middle of his driveway. It's the first thing he sees when he comes in. It's the last thing he sees as he backs out of his driveway.
Right.
It's covered. He's got it tarped, and he goes out to catch a smoke and sees the latch or the tarp cover cut. And, you know, what a hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
He rolls up and sees blood on the side of the boat, thinks it's skunk or a squirrel, lifts the tarp after getting on the ladder and looks inside, and guess who's there? Shock and awe, calls 911 as he should, and the FBI come out and riddle the boat with bullets. Is it covered? Really hard situation. Most boat owners don't have terrorism coverage.
No, nobody does.
right?
Yeah,
the last thing
right.
you and I or any of us are thinking about.
No, terrorism coverage.
Right, or terrorism coverage on our car.
Mm-hmm.
But not that unusual. So here we've got a boat that should be covered for vandalism. Somebody goes out and scratches our boat or burns our boat or steals out of our boat. Vandalism should be covered. But these weren't vandals. This is the federal government, the FBI, who knows that they're chasing a terrorist,
mm-hmm.
comes on our property, didn't need a search warrant, they're protecting the community, and they riddle the boat. Is vandalism going to cover this under his boat insurance? Probably not. The insurance company looks for the exclusions or the weasel wording, and bingo, this guy's out of coverage.
Bunch of weasels, a lot of them, Frank.
All right, so what the right thing to do is that we, as the taxpayer, pay for this guy's boat, right? Somebody needs to pay for this guy's boat. Hopefully it won't become an issue. Hopefully somebody is smart enough not to let this become an issue. Anyway, so Kenny, what is the latest in following all of this as far as Twitter and Facebook is concerned?
Well, on our Facebook page, several people have pointed out that most are talking about the three lives lost in the bombing,
mm-hmm.
but they're forgetting, Michelle reminds us that there was the fourth life of the MIT officer whose service is today, and I thought this was interesting. Scott says there's possibly a fifth life that could be charged to this kid when he drove over his brother and killed him trying to get away on Friday. So they could, you know, assuming that they could prove it.
Well, but how do they, all right, so five life sentences instead of four. But who's going to be able to prove? Do we have the guys from NCIS here trying to check out, see whether or not that's what killed him? What did kill him, the bullets or running over him? And, all right, so that's an interesting sidelight. Anything else there that you want to point out?
No, that's what most of the conversation is about.
Anything about the rest of the family? The mother says, I know my children have had nothing to do with this. I am a mother. You know these things about your children. I know my children. Really, my children would never get involved in anything like this. In New Jersey, a lawyer for the two sisters released a statement saying, quote, we are absolutely devastated by the sense of loss and sorrow that this has caused. We don't have any answers, but we look forward to a thorough investigation. Meanwhile, the medical examiner who reported on the brother who died had an autopsy completed, but no one has come to claim the body. The wife released a statement saying that the reports of involvement by her husband and her brother are an absolute shock to her. So she didn't have a clue, apparently. And in the meantime, the rest of the world The rest of America, the rest of the world isn't paying any attention to this whatsoever. And now and they look at their own problems and see this as a distraction. Interesting that the community, the worldwide community, has paid attention to and made, a mental note of what happened up in Canada. Here's a radio host, Dorothy Lucy, talking to terrorism expert David Harris about this arrest in Canada involving a terror plot in a train that was going from Montreal, apparently, to New York City.
There was an Al-Qaeda plan with Iran, and Al-Qaeda and Iran aren't usually such good buddies, but apparently there was a plot to derail a train from Canada going toward New York. They wanted to derail it around Niagara Falls.
This is a very, very big story with, of course, international implications, including some security ones for the United States. This looks like, according to the police and Crown Prosecutor allegations, a broad-ranging attempt to bring down some of the railway system in southern Ontario, which tends to border the New York area. And there are suggestions that maybe a major bridge between the countries was the target of this, and it might have involved knocking over a train and possibly, if the bridge was implicated, bringing down that bridge.
So you're the former head of strategic planning for the CSIS. I assume that this would have been something that was right up your alley if you were there.
Well, it's the kind of thing that I think has us all galvanized, to say the least. The implication also that there may have been, as police described it, an Iranian element, though they insist to not state sponsorship, is something to focus the attention, especially these days. Canada's having some pretty considerable difficulties with Islamic radicalization, and some of that stems from the biggest immigration per capita of all the G20 nations, about double the U.S. immigration per capita, and refugee intake large, too. So we're seeing now pools of groups of individuals who are somewhat radical, or at least perhaps sympathetic to some radical aims.
All right, all that brings us around to the focus on immigration and whether the immigration reform bill is reflective of the problems in Boston or this problem in Canada or other problems in general. Wait till you hear what the real bottom line is on the immigration reform bill, and that'll come up into consideration in just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Teams are going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, cornerback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
But the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab Steve Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeting.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and here we are in the month of April. Now, we all know how April starts, don't we? It's April Fool's Day. That's the day when we become very creative. We are able to conceive these wonderful practical jokes, and there are no limits to the silliness that we can do. But you know, April has some other great events to it around the world. For example, April is the Thai New Year. April is also Freedom Day in South Africa. April is also the month that Easter and Passover are celebrated all around the world. So what does this have to do to you and with you? If we can take all that creativity and do something memorable that everybody will celebrate, that will target us as the creator of something terrific, aside from a joke, imagine how much better we will feel. Today is April Wisdom Day for you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
All right, during this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a little more serious. The way to start the day is to get good information. The more important stories of the day here, and as the news nuggets continue, the story of immigration reform is the most important part of the story today. That we have a bill, and a lot of people agree on it. The gang, what do they call them? The Gang of Eight, isn't that the group that
have
worked all this stuff through? Well, the most important part of the immigration bill, it turns out, isn't anything to do with immigration. It has to do with pork. Yes, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, everywhere. The immigration reform bill is loaded. Loaded, loaded, loaded with nothing that has anything to do with immigration, but helps the constituents who are voting for this. This is how they get votes. Votes in Washington have nothing to do with merit. They have to do with who's going to get what out of the vote. So you got this thing for your district, and the other guy's got something for his district. And so the bill has, as it is waddling through Congress, is so loaded up with pork, and that may be what sinks it, which is probably what ought to happen to it anyway under the circumstances. Here's Taco's Jim Sharp with an overview of all of that.
What we're talking about is what's in this bill that, that you might not expect. Like, pork? maybe literally pork, because one of the things that Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican senator that's part of the Gang 8, wants and appears to be getting in this is visas, more visas for workers in the meat industry, which he believe, which a lot of people believe is a tip of the hat to a large industry in his state. You know, they cut up a lot of beef, and speaking of pork, they cut up a lot of pork in South Carolina. And so he wants 20,000 additional visas for meat cutters and trimmers in an industry that only employs about 158,000 Americans nationwide. That's according to the Labor Department as of May 2012, 158,000. Also in this bill, Chuck Schumer is pushing for a special treatment for Irish workers, which maybe a lot of people don't know this, but one of the largest illegal immigrant groups in the United States is Irish. You know, we all think of people sneaking across the southern border from Mexico, Guatemala, you know, points south. But they also like to come in from the east, and they're Irish, a lot of Irish folks. And, of course, as you know, New York has a very large Irish population, Irish ancestry population. Marco Rubio from Florida, a Republican senator there, got some help for the cruise ship industry, which is big, big business in Florida. You had Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, who managed to weave into the immigration bill a boost for ski areas. What in the hell does that have to do with immigration?
Just the question everybody should be asking. The dysfunction of the government of the United States of America, perfectly presented right there. And we think, it's the worst form of government, but it's the best of the worst forms of government. What a violation of trust, as much as anything else here. And now to the real focus of how dysfunctional the government is. Those of you who have traveled anywhere in the last week know how the FAA or the operators, the federal government, in this case, run by an administration that can't figure out how to take 2% out of the budget without completely screwing up one of the major industries in our country, that is the transportation industry. So they lay off a bunch, they furlough a bunch of the FAA sorts. And so now they're figuring that they can get the money. There's a bill before Congress to fix this. You knew that was going to happen. There's like knee-jerk reaction. And so the great Harry Reid says that the Democrats are going to file a bill that would replace budget cuts for the next 5 months with money being saved by the drawdown in Afghanistan. This is how much pork. There are two or three different sides to the story. There's $96 billion in unused taxpayer dollars sitting there because the war is coming to a close. So it was over-appropriated, Defense Department money not being used for Afghanistan. So now they're going to try to figure out, and where was this before? Why didn't somebody figure this out? Apparently Paul Ryan did figure it out. And so what is interesting here is Harry Reid is embracing, if I read this right, Kenny, Paul Ryan's proposal to reach deficit reduction targets by using money that was over-appropriated in the first place. But yes, we've got to have a tax increase. Yes, you need to pay more in taxes. Yes, you need to have your money extracted from you to take care of the $96 billion that's been appropriated that's not necessary. So do they use that money to put the air traffic controllers back to work? Absolutely. Maybe help out in other circumstances. But it just shows you how corrupt the system is and how we don't really pay attention to it at all because it's so complex. 51 after on Good Day.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Immigration reform, immigration reality here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I picking apart a couple of, we've had three or four issues on here. We have not talked about Dwayne Johnson having an emergency hernia operation, though, Kenny.
That's been ouch.
It is something, an ouchie, yes, right, exactly. That's one of the things trending at Yahoo. Right now, though, the callers that are lined up to react to what we were just talking about, if you're just joining us, the immigration reform bill is loaded with pork, some of it psychological, some of it physical, some of it fiscal, for the Gang of Eight, especially, who are trying to push this through. So what say you, 888-302-3684, after hearing that conversation? Here's Tom in Michigan with a focus on real immigration issues.
I hadn't followed it as closely as I should have in the papers in the last, couple of months, but my opinion is... Let's speed up the immigration reform process and get some legislation passed that will, limit where immigrants come from in terms of what they're going to do. Like, these guys that perpetrated this bombing in Boston, we have yet to hear how they got in the country, what port they came in on an airline, they crawl across the Canadian border,
you know, let's just figure out what they want to do. Like when it's like say you're a citizen from another country, you want to move to France. Well, they have laws that say you can't set up shop there unless you can prove that you're self-sufficient, you know, economically, or you're not going to take a job from a French person.
888-302-3684 seems like only common sense, does it not? Here's Kathleen listening in Illinois to WJOL on Republicans using the bombing to try to fight the president's immigration plan.
The Republicans has got one agenda, and that's to try to tear down President Obama's agenda. Why should you relate those two guys doing what they did last week to immigration? You know, no. Let immigration go through, and I hope they have the sense of know-all when they bring this gun bill back, because they brought 33 times a health care bill back, that they would vote right. People in this country are hurting. And the only thing that the Republicans can do, let's stop Obama. Let's stop Obama. Republicans, wake up. The country, 90 to 10, want gun control. People from all around the country want you to let this president get on with his agenda to help this country.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Here's Mark. Let's move from Illinois over to Mount Vernon, Ohio.
We don't need immigration reform. What we need to do is get these people back in their countries, let them fight for their freedom like we did, and obtain it in a justice-like manner instead of coming over here and taking our jobs. The people in Congress and the Senate, all the white-haired guys, all these old white guys, they have no interaction with these people unless it's they're cutting their grass. You know, we need to stop it because it's not doing our country any good.
888-302-3684. Here's Barbara, another Midwesterner from Ohio. Anybody who's here illegally, out.
There should not be any immigration reform, period. These people are in our country illegally. They need to go back where they came from. Doesn't matter what race they are, whether they're Latino, Eastern Europe, or wherever, they need to be deported. They are draining our public assistance programs. They're taking jobs away from American citizens. And I think they are a major cause of our economic crisis, as well as unemployment. And the crime in our nation has increased tenfold with these people. And also, I can speak for a fact that when they move into cities and towns, the towns and cities start deteriorating. That is why I can't even live in my own hometown, because they have destroyed it.
Dave in Virginia, a quick close on immigration.
Yes, we should not be changing our laws because millions of people refuse to follow them. It is the height of stupidity. And to the woman who said that all Republicans want to stop Obama and people are hurting, maybe we're hurting on account of Obama. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. A lot of people will agree with that, probably. At any rate, lots of conversation, food for thought. That's especially with this hour. Not that all the hours of Good Day are not filled with this sort of thing, but in a way that brings in a lot of input from other radio programs, that's kind of cool and unique. That's this hour of Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now. I was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.